بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Men and women as human beings are completely equal in Islam. This is part of a speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution during a meeting with hundreds of prominent Iranian women in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on January 4th, 2023. In athletics, you can see our young girls going out onto the sporting field and becoming champions. They win gold medals while wearing Islamic covering. In what better manners can you spread the awareness about hijab? Some of these women came and gifted me the gold medals. Of course, I return these to them so they can keep them for themselves. But I am truly proud of these kinds of women. In an international arena, millions of people are watching them by way of cameras. An Iranian woman goes there, receives her gold medal, and raises her country's flag, all while observing hijab. Is there a way better than this for spreading awareness about hijab?
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Women have made progress in different fields. In scientific olympiads, in different places, everywhere. That is how it really is. Well, a few women here said that women are not being employed. They are not involved hands-on in the decision-making process. Yes, this is a shortcoming. There is no doubt about it. This flaw must be dealt with. However, the existence of all these wise, intelligent female scientists, researchers, scholars, and writers is truly remarkable. I really enjoy reading these books that are given to me about the biographies of the martyrs' wives, and the families of the martyrs. The authors of these books are usually women who have taken the lead from men. What writings! We have also female poets, very good poets. The poem that our female program host recited here today was a very good poem that she had written herself. This is also another point. I would also like to add that in these recent events, you saw how they worked against hijab and such things. Who were the ones who stood up to these efforts and incitements? The women themselves. The women stood up to them. They, the enemies, had pinned their hopes on these women, whom you say are wearing a bad form of hijab. They pinned their hopes on them. They were hoping that these women who have incomplete hijab would remove it completely, but they didn't.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.